It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody. Bill Crawford along with Damon Whitten, the head coach of the Lakers. It's Laker Hockey Talk this morning. And Damon getting ready for Bowling Green. Let's get into that right off the bat here. Pretty good hockey team on a roll right now. It's won 6 in a row, 8 of its last 10 games. Lakers going the other direction, 1-5 in the last 6 games. Although the Lakers have been in every game they played, with maybe the exception of the first game up at Tech, a 6-1 defeat. But it'll be a test, and it's time to get points, and I think our guys are fired up. Should be very interesting on Friday night.
Well, they're kind of tracking where everybody thought they would be preseason. If you look at the polls, you know, they were picked to win the WCHA this year by both coaches and media, and they didn't lose much. They returned the majority of their team. They've got great goaltending. They've got a trio of just outstanding offensive defensemen, and then a real solid D-core as well. And, they're a big, strong team. I think it's a little bit of a different matchup than we've seen the last few weeks, where we've kind of been playing some teams that play with tremendous pace and skating ability. These guys are a little bit heavier and stronger to play against, so the pace isn't maybe the same challenge as that Mankato or Michigan Tech or Michigan, but so a little different style play. We'll have to adjust a little bit. We want to be who we are, but we are expecting a great challenge, and we've got to turn it around here a little bit, continue to win games like we did Friday night against Michigan. We talked about that stretch of games where we've had on the road for 3 straight weeks and 6 games that we learn about our team and see where we're at. And the thing you like is, as you mentioned, we were in every single game except for one poor game by us at Michigan Tech. So we've had chances to win every single night. We've basically been tied or one goal game going into third period on the road against some quality opponents. And but now we're back home, and we've got to take advantage of this great crowds that we've had all season long, and be ready to put critical points on the board.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting series. Bowling Green, led by committee, I think. I don't think they really have anybody who's a huge superstar up front. They've got about 8 guys who can all put the puck in the net, names like McLean and Dufour, and there are plenty of others there. And as you said, they've got 3 really good defensemen and a goaltender in Chris Nell. So how do you solve this problem? You sit down with Rich and Doug and decide who's going to play Friday night. You may have to make a little bit of a change because Chris Bindoulis may not be able to play, so you got to deal with that too.
Yeah, looking at our personnel and matching up what we want. Like I said, we still want to be who we are. The one of the things that we've really liked over the last few weeks is that we can go to Michigan Tech, we can go down to Ann Arbor, and it's probably been a number of years since we could skate with that program down there, but that was not an issue at all this weekend. Our pace of play has really improved, and we can skate with a team like Michigan or anybody in the country, and we want to make sure we use our speed to our advantage this weekend, make them defend, and probably the best way to take to nullify some of that talent on their back end is to make them defend and spend time in their own zone. So that'll be important. And you mentioned they're by committee a little bit, but Mitch McLean and Spezia, a couple of their upperclassmen, are having good years. Mitch McLean is one of those guys that every NHL team is watching closely and is monitoring him. So he's a difference maker for sure for them up front. And then Spezia, as a junior, I think he's a junior or senior, has really taken a step and having a tremendous year for them as well.
Yeah, what kind of coach is Chris Bergeron? What does he look to do when he goes on the road, for instance, coming in here this weekend? His team's had great success of late, although he started the season a little bit behind the eight ball. He had some injuries, and he had Chris Nell with some personal difficulties there, and he lost a really good player in Hawkins before we even got going this year. What kind of coach is he, and what do you expect out of them in Game 1 on Friday night?
Well, Chris came from Miami, and if you look at Miami over the last handful of years, they play very heavy, very hard. They want to gap up on you, play tight on the rush, and really their D are very active in terms of stepping down either on our breakout or on rush play. They're going to try to pinch you off at the red or blue. So a very aggressive mindset and a very physical mindset in that program. And, you know, the game doesn't change a whole lot, Bill. You know, we again, if we're going to turn pucks over and not be ready to protect our hands, we're going to be in trouble. You know, we want to make sure we're putting pucks behind their D. Our forwards have to know that they're going to be stepped down on, they're going to be hit, and so it's important that they take a hit to make a play. They either make a good pass or chip it behind their heels to our speed guys slashing and using good support options. And you know, if we do that, then I think like Michigan, boy, what on Friday night we had what eight or so odd man rushes. We got to do a better job cashing in on them, but I think we can have some similar success for the way they play if we make good puck decisions on our breakouts and on our rush play.
You've had a lot of players play really well so far this season. I'm thinking of Diego Cuglietta in particular, who has 7 goals at this point, one of your leading scorers, and then Mitch Holtz, who is your leading scorer, has had a good year to this point. Got a lot of guys who've chipped in there, though, and really good last weekend to see Luke Morgan get it going a little bit. He scored in 2 straight games, had a game winner on Friday night for you, and was named Rookie of the Week this week in the WCHA.
Yeah, you know, we talked on the show Tuesday night that we have, for the most part, had good individual performances. You know, again, take away that one game at Michigan Tech. So our guys of individuals played well. We're still looking to put it together as a team in all facets of the game. Except we've been in almost every game. We've been pretty good, but we've got to make sure all areas are good on the same night. You know, early on, we had tremendous power play. Our team defense was a little loose. Now we've been a little bit better defensively again, but our power play has dried up. So, you know, with individual performance, we've got to ratchet everything together and make sure we're going in all cylinders. I think when we do that, we'll get back to those winning ways and be a very dangerous and a very good team. And, you know, that'll be critical for us this weekend. But you mentioned Luke already. He's had a good performance. I think he's at 8 or 9 points already as a freshman. He's played extremely well lately. Diego, really, from day one, has been outstanding. It was nice to get offense from C.J. Hayes and Josh Nenendahl this weekend. A couple of really important goals by guys who haven't shown up much on the score sheet but have had the ability to do that and showed that last year. So, you know, our depth is good. Our skating's good. And, you know, I like our hockey team, and it's going to be really nice to be back home for the first time in what feels like forever.
Yeah, that's another thing. You haven't been here in 4 weeks. It'll be a full 4 weeks when we take the ice Friday night, and the crowd has been great this season. The student participation has been unparalleled. I haven't seen it any better in the history of Laker hockey, and a lot of new things going on now with pregame, etc. There's a little bit more of a show to it now. Our players kind of like that, but it'll be good to get here and hope maybe we have 3,000 fans in the building, and that'll help because they'll be cheering for the Lakers.
Yeah, we've really thrived in this home environment this year, and you know, due to our fans, both not only students but the community members and staff, faculty, things like that. I mean, our players have really enjoyed being at home this year, and you know, we've taken advantage of that for the most part and put on a pretty good show for our fans. So that's going to be really important. Obviously, you know, a couple good events in terms of the sweater contest this week. Again, teddy bear toss on Saturday, and so it's a nice little way that we can help those around the holidays with stuffed animals and teddy bears for those in need a little bit, and then the food is the clothing that we're looking to you know, help out with those in need as well. So we're excited to be home. It's been you know, good on the road, and there's some value and some growth that you see in that, but I know our guys are road weary and excited to be back home, and you know, having a great opponent come in like BG will lead to a tremendous weekend of hockey.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier either. You're going to go to Bemidji State, talk about road trips next week. That'll be a sleeper bus trip. That's a long one up into the mid part of the North Country in Minnesota. But before we get to there, we've got a tough one with Bowling Green, rather, this weekend. And, you know, there's nobody easy. I don't care who you play in this league. Anchorage gave Bowling Green fits last week down at Bowling Green. Nearly beat them on Friday night. They gave them a tough game on Saturday night as well. There's no easy opponent in this league. Nobody can count on to beat.
Well, there's really not. And, you know, go back to our opening weekend where, you know, we had a tremendous weekend against Michigan State celebrating 50 years of Laker hockey. You know, what they just do, they go down to North Dakota and they win and tie at North Dakota. And so it doesn't get easy. I know, you know, talking to Tom Ceratori, the Bemidji coach, a few weeks back, he talked about, you know, they found some teams, caught some teams at the right times. You know, we're probably seeing the other side of that right now where Michigan Tech establishes their number one goaltender. And I think we got to second or third weekend of action, and he's been tremendous. He's among the league leaders. You know, Bowling Green, it would have been nice to catch them a few weeks back when they were struggling, but you just said they're one of the top teams in the country over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and you know, that's just the nature of the beast. And I think this league is so good, every team is so close and so tight that you've got to be ready to play, and that's why it's critical our guys understand, you know, their habits, their all week long in practice, the way they rest, the way they recover, the way they study, and you know, do a good job staying on top of their academics so they're not stressed out and you know, pulling all nighters, things like that. It all leads to Friday night, and the way you live away from the rink, it shows up here, and I think we'll be ready to play. I know we're excited about it, and again, just really looking forward to the challenge of having Bowling Green in here.
All right, you're listening to Laker Hockey Talk this morning on ESPN 1400. Bill Crawford and the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten. Damon, you got Bowling Green in here this weekend. How do the coaches sit down and discuss what it is you want to do, who you want to play for this game? You got an opponent, you just said, is bigger, heavier, likes to play heavy and tough. Do you consider making personnel changes with something like that?
Well, I think the first thing that you look at, you know, as we watch film, you know, again, we don't stray too far from who we are. We have a structure in place that's shown to be successful and that we're pretty happy with. Obviously, you're always trying to get better within that structure. But within that, we do want to make some adjustments based on maybe their forecheck, the way they play in their D zone. So, you know, we use our practice all week long and later on here today to make those small adjustments into what we do. And, you know, we rep them in our drills and our practice habits so that we can try to take advantage of any, you know, weaknesses we perceive or way they do some things. So we've spent all week long looking at that. Certainly special teams is a big point of emphasis as well, where you want to make sure you're ready to nullify their power play and you know, look at ways to exploit their penalty kill. So it's been a productive week that way. And then personnel-wise, yeah, same thing all week long. Not only do you look at the matchups in terms of what they do being a bigger, stronger team and look at maybe playing more of your bigger physical players, but you also want to look at practice performance and game performance over the last few weeks and make sure you're giving a good look at all the players and who's performed well. And that's been a, you know, another good part this week. It's been a good week of practice. We have guys playing, you know, some more subtle changes to our lineup. We still have some guys that have spent together most a year, but we do want to make sure we're putting in the right personnel, and that's a daily evaluation and a daily conversation. And you know, it's been good, productive this week that guys are working hard and playing hard, trying to get in the lineup and trying to hold on to their spots in the lineup.
One of the things that's great about playing at home too is it gives you more preparation time. You can actually have full practices. I don't know if you did much on Monday at all, but certainly Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a full practice on Thursday. Whereas when you go on the road, that Thursday gets cut down to maybe 50 minutes of ice time on the other team's facility, and it gets to be tough to really get ready for a game.
Yeah, and it's not maybe. I mean, there's not a team in the league that lets you go over that 50-minute mark. You know, we're all pretty protected of that. It's part of having a home ice advantage there. But it is. It is difficult when you have to travel in, and, you know, especially when you're 3 weeks straight on the road, you know, you travel home, you're getting back 3, 4 a.m., so a pretty disrupted recovery and sleep cycle there. So you're trying to manage you know, players rest and recovery as best you can, and it does create a little bit of havoc in your practice habits. So it has been nice, and you know, we took a day off and to let them rest and recover, and then added that time into some different days where we had a Zamboni partway through practice to get the ice cleaned up, come back out for special teams, and really allowed us to put a little bit more longer emphasis on some of the areas that we haven't been able to do the last couple of weeks. And you know, we're hoping that pays dividends and get our power play going again this weekend.
All righty. We're going to take a break here on the Laker Hockey Talk program this morning. Damon and I will be right back on ESPN 1400.
At H&R Block, we want you to focus on your business while we handle your books. From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax preparation and advice, we're ready to put our expertise to work on your small business. For the year-round services you need and the one-on-one attention you deserve, partner with H&R Block Business Services. Stop by our office at 3303 I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan, or give us a call at 906-635-5970 to learn more. At participating offices, services do not include audit, attest, or other services for which a license is required. And now back to Coach Whitten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk on a Thursday morning here on ESPN 1400. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten, the head coach of Laker Hockey, and Bowling Green coming in this weekend. Let's look back just for a moment, though, Damon, the last weekend. Really good game on Friday night, 3-1 victory at Michigan. I thought the guys expended so much energy winning that game Friday night that they kind of lost a little bit of an energy edge maybe on Saturday. That kind of showed as the game wore on. It was a close game. It was 2-1 in the third period. And then they score a goal they probably shouldn't have gotten on a turnover in our zone, and then an empty net goal to win it 4-1. But it was a pretty even series against a pretty talented Michigan team.
Yeah, no question. You know, we went down in there and, again, wanted to be who we were. And I'm not quite sure a year or two ago I would have told you that we could skate and play with that team. But I thought we did a really good job of that. You talked about Luke Morgan earlier in the show, but a big-time game-winning goal on Friday night, down in Ann Arbor on the road against a quality opponent. So it was good to see. And Mitch Holtz and JT Hanke, a really nice setup on the goal. Josh Nenendahl had a really timely goal before that to make it 1-1 right after Michigan had scored. That's a building, and that's a team that loves to play on momentum and energy. And when they get rolling, they can be really dangerous. So a huge answer by Nenendahl, Corey Alley, and Cuglietta to respond to their first goal. But a really quality road win against a good opponent. And it was nice to win that Friday game and be prepared to look for the sweep. And I thought we had chances for the sweep on Saturday. As you mentioned, it's a one-goal game going into the third period. I think watching it back, I thought our shift times for a few individuals were not good on Friday night. They stayed out way too long. Part of that was Michigan making us defend and pinning us in at times. But we've got to make better decisions with a few individuals to have shorter shift times. But I thought some fatigue did set in with a couple of individuals on Saturday night. But it's a one-goal game late in the third period or mid-third period before we have an unforced error and a bad turnover that they capitalized on. And, you know, from that point, we were kind of behind the eight ball trying to play catch-up there a little bit. But a good weekend series to go in there and play with that team. And I think we're better off for having gone through it. And I think that will help us this weekend to know we can win against a quality opponent and try to do that here.
Well, you know, injuries are part of the game, and it looks like we've lost Christopher Zbindulis for a couple of games at least. What does that do to you? I know that kind of offsets your power play. He's a pretty good defenseman. He's played every game so far, and he can skate the puck up the ice, so you got to find somebody to take his place. Somebody gets hurt, somebody else steps in.
No, exactly. You got to have guys ready, and, the last couple of weeks, Ryan Renz has played in the games and played extremely well down at Ferris and, stayed in the lineup because of his performance. And so, it's nice that Ryan is prepared to step in and play. And, Jimmy Roll is sitting there waiting for his opportunity as well. And then that might get him closer. But like you said, it's just the next guy's got to be ready to play. And then the good news is they're not freshmen back there. They're experienced guys who've played a lot of good hockey and quality hockey for us. And, Ryan's also a tremendous leader for our hockey team. So he's good to have in that way as well. So we're for the most part we're a healthy hockey team, and then guys will just be ready to play and take advantage of their opportunity. And you'll see a couple more tweaks of our forward lines as well, just again trying to finalize some chemistry amongst some guys and really get things going in all facets of the game.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too at Michigan, Damon. You kind of went with the 7D, which left you with one line short a guy on the wing. And you mix people in, and I thought we saw different line combinations throughout the weekend. We certainly saw different combinations on the defensive pairings, and it worked really well. I thought they did a good job. They all seemed to understand each other pretty well, and you worry about chemistry sometimes because one guy gets used to playing with another, et cetera, especially on defense. But they did a good job of playing with different people and still doing the job.
Yeah, well, there's the Tampa Bay Lightning is one of the main teams NHL level that does it. They go 7D quite a bit, and obviously it's such a critical position on the back end, and some guys can kill, some guys can power play, but it gives you a little bit of the ability to play your best defenseman on any given night and add some minutes to some guys or reduce some minutes for guys who aren't playing well. And that was part of the reason why we went to it. And then up front, it can be a little bit disruptive, but what it does allow you to do is typically play your top players more minutes. And I don't think there's a top player anywhere in the country or any level that says they don't want to play more. So that kind of sometimes gets them more into the game and more engaged, and that's a benefit. But there is some disruption in terms of, balancing minutes. You'll have some different combinations, especially coming off special teams and when guys get out there for some extra shifts. But our guys do a good job, and I think it you can spark guys as well. It's not as maybe controlled on the bench sometimes because of that. So the chaos and the line changes, you're not overthinking it. There's no complacency. You're waiting and trying to earn more shifts that way. And we do like it. We think it helps our team and makes us better. So not sure if you'll see it Friday night, but there's a good chance you'll see 70 again at some point this weekend over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think it would make it a lot more challenging for the coaching staff too. It's probably a lot more interesting for, say, Rich Mitro, who deals with your defenseman during a game on the bench, to do things that way and make sure he's got certain combinations the way he wants it, than to just send out the same two guys and rotate. That'd be pretty simple.
Yeah, no, exactly. It is. You know, you have to be a little bit more in tune, and obviously Rich does a good job with matchups on the back end, and you know, that's really our main concern within a game, certainly a home game, and I guess it's tougher on the road, but you want to make sure you're getting the right defensemen out against top lines and top opponents, and Rich does a good job. And the other thing, again, you know, when a guy's playing well on a given night, it gets them more minutes. So whether they're 7D or 6D, or actually it's easier with 7D. When they're 7D, if you're having a great night, we've got a lot of ways we can get you more reps and more ice time, and I think guys understand that, and that can up their level of play on a given night. It takes some of that complacency out of the game where you're just rolling six or rolling four lines. You know you have to be good to get those extra minutes, and it helps us be a better team.
All right, this weekend, I think you mentioned it already, but we do have some special things going on. We want to hit that again before we get out of here this morning. We do have Teddy Bear Toss coming up. When the Lakers score their first goal on Saturday night against Bowling Green, whether that's a minute into the game or in the third period, that's when those teddy bears hit the ice here. Those all go to needy kids in the Eastern UP. We're also asking that they get involved, the fans, with the Toasty Toes effort this weekend and roll up some brand new pairs of socks for youngsters. These are kids we're talking about. And roll those up and throw them on the ice at the same time those teddy bears go out there. And then we're going to have a toy drive. Both basketball and hockey are having toy drives this weekend. And you can bring anything. You can toss it on the ice if it's a soft thing. Or if it's not, you can turn them over. We'll have people collecting in the stands and at the doors and down in the lobby before the game. But all those things going, and I think coats and hats and winter wear are in the offing as well.
Yeah, a lot of people in need this holiday season, so it's nice that we have a way to get involved, and our team will be involved, you know, delivering some of those items throughout the holidays. And I know last year our guys really enjoyed the chance to go down to War Memorial and spread some of the holiday cheer and hand out the teddy bears that were collected at the game. So, you know, a nice little way to give back. And I think all we're waiting for now is some snow and some winter-like weather. And we went and got a Christmas tree yesterday, and it was muddy and wet, and, you know, the Mitras Farm's in good shape, but I didn't want to wade through the water. So it's exciting to be home and get back to this type of year. I know everybody, it's very much hockey season now, weather withstanding here, but certainly we encourage everybody to bring a teddy bear or toys or clothes to help out those in need this holiday season.
All right, that'll be Friday night and Saturday night, but Saturday night's when the teddy bear toss will occur. Don't forget ugly sweater night this Saturday night, too. Wear your best Christmas sweater to the hockey game. Damon, thanks for doing this morning. Good luck this weekend with Bowling Green.
Well, thank you, Bill, and looking forward to see everybody tomorrow night, 7:30 at Taffy Able.
All righty. We'll be there on 99.5 Yes FM for both games. And until next week, that's Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block. Join us next week for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk, right here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.